Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Stories of the UO. I'm your host, Gabriella Scrow, and today I am joined by Ainsley McCray. Ainsley is a fourth-year student at the UO, majoring in advertising and minoring in philosophy. I have Ainsley here today to discuss her involvement with a student group within the School of Journalism and Communications. Ainsley is the editor-in-chief of Align magazine. Align is a student-run fashion, arts, and culture magazine that involves over 100 students per issue. They just printed their fall quarter issue, Vengeance, and released their winter quarter issue, Artificial, a few weeks ago. Ainsley, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And I want to start off by asking, how did you get started working with Align, and how did you realize that this is something that you were passionate about?
My freshman year, I found out about Align right before my fall term, and there was really nothing going on because it was the pandemic, and so I just applied off the rip as an art director, and somehow I got the position, which is a really difficult task as a freshman coming in. And my shoot didn't even go to print that term, or it didn't go to issue, so I was just kind of half a part of Align. And then I joined the social team and was on it for a few months, and then I decided to apply for a copywriter position out of nowhere after my freshman year for my sophomore year, and for some reason they were willing to take me, and so all of a sudden I was this sophomore on exec blog copy editing, and so out of my wheelhouse, but it was so much fun, and I just love Align, and I think I just found my passion there, and
you mentioned that you tried at a couple of different positions. Did you find that, like, you were encouraged to sort of go out of your comfort zone and try those things?
Yeah, so a big part of Align is that you can apply for any position you want any term. So if you're a writer one term, the next term you can art direct. I think another thing, too, that we really like to encourage is if you're photographing, you can also design your piece. Or if you're art directing, please design your piece. So I got to test out a lot of skills with art direction and design. I've never written for Align because I'm not a writer, but I have photographed, I've art directed, I've been part of the social team, I've blogged, I've designed, kind of the whole nine yards. And I think that's what we hope for people to get to do as well, because we have over 10 positions that people can try.
And you mentioned before that there's an executive board, so that's made up of the individuals in charge of each area, like photography, copy, and illustration. What is it like to work together in such a large group of people to produce one single thing?
Yeah, it's definitely, there's a lot of us on exec. It's a big board. I think there's 18 of us currently on exec, which is a big board, but honestly, it only makes the work better. I've never felt a struggle with Align the way I have in maybe my advertising classes to communicate in a group, because I think we all have a shared understanding of what we want the magazine to turn out looking like. And so the biggest tiffs we've had have lasted 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and we've gotten over it. So I don't know. It's a great process, and I think it makes us better as we go along to have so many people whose voices are heard.
So as editor-in-chief, you're responsible for sort of corralling everybody together and coordinating everything to be just right. What are some challenges that come along with this position?
Being editor-in-chief is a lot. I don't have a faculty advisor, so I don't really have somebody who is helping us look over the quality of the work, the messages that the work are telling, and so I really have to be diligent as to what messages we're portraying on Align, which means that I have to read every single piece and over, and I have to make sure that I'm present at all the photo shoots, or at least I get eyes on all the photo shoots in time. I'm also the event planner. As the editor-in-chief of Align, I have one person who helps me with all the money, all the planning and stuff, and she's my savior, but at the end of the day, it's me who's planning stuff and also upkeeping our relationship with ASUO and organizing exec, and then also organizing the regular members. And so it's a huge gig, and every day is stressful in a certain way, but it's great watching Align grow and knowing that because I've put in so much work, a lot of that stuff that's happening that's coming from it is directly because of my actions, and that feels really good.
Yeah, that's so much commitment for a single role. Yeah. A lot of responsibility. So apart from Align, you have a job outside of school. Mm-hmm. I know you helped design some stuff for the student election, and you're also a part of the student advertising firm. How do you find time to balance all of it?
I have just recently figured out how to balance it. I think last year I had an internship and I was working and doing AHA and doing Align, and that was really bad for me. I like wasn't finding time to eat. I wasn't finding time to sleep. I was really like wrecked last year. And I think this year I really learned how to say no when I wanted to. And honestly, I'm doing more than I was last year. Like you said, I've been working on the student election design and I've been freelancing on the side. And I think a big part of it is finding time to eat. I think that was something I struggled with, being so busy. I wasn't home all day, seeing my friends more often, and just learning how to say no to nitpicky things and making myself less available throughout the day so that people can figure out things on their own. I think that's been a big thing. I definitely like to support everyone, but the support can go too far because I will try to be with them at every step of the way when it can oftentimes be more helpful to be like, hey, I'll meet with you next week, figure it out. And I find that people really thrive off of that.
Yeah, because in that way, you're also sort of helping them learn how to problem solve themselves.
Yeah.
And so I know you're an advertising student and you're about to graduate. Mm-hmm. So I was curious as to if your experience with Align has shifted any of your post-grad career goals, or if it hasn't changed your professional goals, what has the biggest takeaway been?
Yeah, I think Align has changed what I wanted to do. For a long time, Align was just something fun that I really loved. And within the last few months, I think I've realized that I love advertising and what it's given me and what it's taught me, but I really love print design and I love magazines. And as a little kid, I always wanted to be that magazine editor that we, you know, were taught as little girls that we wanted to be. And, you know, I have all of my Vogues and my 17s and all those growing up still in my room. And I think maybe that's not my path, but somewhere in print is. And I've learned so much about print design through Align. Printing each term is a different responsibility. That's like 40 hours in 1 week during finals week that we're sitting in the labs. And that's taught me that that's such a brutal experience and I love doing it. And so if that's something that I really love doing, I'm willing to pursue that after school too.
I've been reading Align for like, you know, 2 years. So I wanted to ask, how do you guys come up with the themes?
Exec basically just sits in a room before the term. I think like in the summer, it'll be our first meeting back as exec. So it's usually like, oh my God, not everyone knows each other. And you sit down, you're like supposed to like pour your soul with ideas. And honestly, choosing the theme is the only part of Align that we ever tiff in. Like no part of the magazine once we're going is ever tiffing. And so it's like a super exciting process because everyone will just pull up with like 5 to 10 ideas. And it usually is surrounding like, okay, what am I feeling right now? What do I think the general world is feeling? How can we encapsulate that? So like the fall issue Vengeance, we chose that like mid-September, maybe early September. And it was just from this feeling of like, we've never covered something like this on a line before. And what if we just like pulled out in 2024 or 2023 back then with something crazy and something super different than what a line's done. And we wanted to, you know, cover Vengeance through the lens of media and fashion. And I think it was super successful with, I guess, the most recent or the upcoming issue, Absurdity. We kind of loved a few of the shoots on Artificial and how they felt and how they kind of encapsulated what the world feels like right now. And we all just feel super weird right now. And so we were like, what if it just doesn't make sense? What if we just do Absurdity and it's wild and we, you know, mess it up and it's allowed to be whatever it needs to be because it's also springtime and so many of us kind of, I wouldn't say like the original line crew, like I think we're 1 year away from being the original line crew, but so many of us who have been on a line since freshman year are leaving, and we just wanted to leave school knowing that like we went balls to the walls with our last theme. So I think Absurdity was almost unanimous, and yeah, it was, I don't know, I'm super excited, and we've had great feedback on that theme specifically, and it's really just about, like, how are we feeling, and how do we feel that other people feel.
And I'll start to wrap up here, but before we go, I want to ask if there are any students who are interested in getting involved with the line on one of your future issues, how could they go about finding more information?
I would follow us at align_mag on Instagram, pay attention to our website, and yeah, all of our application news is always on Instagram, so turn your post notifications on. We hire before the start of every single term, and applications always close the weekend before, whether it's Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday night before the term starts. So sometimes people get caught up with applying because they think it's week one. So make sure to apply before the term starts. And yeah, I think that's the best way to find us.
If you had any advice to give to anyone who's looking to pursue maybe print or magazine or design, what would you say?
Talk to people. I think if you show interest to people and they know that it's something that you want to do, they'll make space for you. That's been my biggest lesson.
Ainsley, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of Stories of the UO. I'm Gabriella Scro, and we'll see you next time.